So does it work? All week long, we've been talking about this experiment on prayer between Elijah and the prophets of Baal. We've talked about how Elijah knew the right stakes of prayer. He knew that the people's hearts were on the line. He knew the right strategy for prayer. Unlike the prophets of Baal, he didn't try to earn God's attention or his answer. We've talked about how Elijah knew the right specifics of prayer, how he didn't dictate to God exactly what he needed to do. And so how did God respond? Well, he sent down fire from heaven, and it consumed not just the sacrifice on the altar, it also consumed the wood on the altar, the stone that made up the altar, and even the dirt that was around the altar. So does it work? We might look at this story and be tempted to think that if we just imitate exactly what Elijah did, then we'll get the same results. Right stakes, check. Right strategy, check. Right specifics, check. Okay, God, now I want to see some fireworks in my life too. We might be tempted to look at this story and ask ourselves the question, how can I get what Elijah got? But that's kind of missing the point. See, God's whole purpose that day was to demonstrate who he was, to demonstrate what he was like, and as a result, to turn the people's hearts back to him. And we know that it worked. See, there was another prayer that was offered that day, not the prayer of Elijah, but the prayer of the people in response to seeing what God did. When they saw the fire come down from heaven, they immediately bowed down to the ground in worship, and they said, "The Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God." So will God do the same for you? Well, in a very real way, he already has. By placing his own son on the altar of sacrifice, by sending down from heaven all of his divine wrath and judgment against sin, God has proven exactly who he is, exactly the kind of God that he is. He's a God of unconditional love. He's a God who punishes his son to spare us. In Jesus, we see exactly what our God is like, and so in a very real way, Jesus is the answer to our every prayer. Paul wrote in the book of 2 Corinthians, "No matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him, the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God." The reality is that we don't need to tinker with and experiment with prayer until we get it just right, and then it'll finally work. No, really, the focus is not on the results of our prayers. Our focus is simply on who God is, and then the result is our prayers. In Jesus, God demonstrates exactly what he is like. In Jesus, God says, "I am your God." And as a natural response, all God's people simply say, "Amen."